again, thanks for coming and thanks for having me. I'm Monica Ingebretson with Born Free USA. And I'll be brief because I will try to not repeat information that's already been given. So I'm going to focus on our organization this year conducted an undercover trapping investigation, which included New Mexico. So I'll keep my presentation close to that and some of the things that we found during that. It's the first time an investigation like this has been conducted, to our knowledge, in the United States. And here's just a little bit of what we found. Despite industry claims to the contrary, we found leg hold traps and snares cause serious injuries and extreme suffering to the trapped animals. That trapping is non-selective, non-target animals are impacted by traps, including black bear and mountain lion cubs in New Mexico, and I have some photos of those that we'll show later. And we also documented the barbaric killing methods, such as drowning, strangulation with catch poles, and chest crushing are commonly used methods of dispatching trapped animals. We also found that the trapping activities are poorly monitored and that regulations are not tightly enforced. Here's some examples of some non-target animals photographed in the undercover investigation. This is a mountain lion cub in a leg hold trap. Trapped mountain lion cub being restrained by a catch pole. These cubs were probably released, but it's no telling whether they survived once released. We don't know if their mothers are still around or if the injuries they sustained were life-threatening later on. Here's a black bear also caught in a leg hold trap. A non-targeted skunk caught in a trap probably set for coyote. A badger, some possum and raccoon, and this was probably a target animal, but if you look closely, you can see the damage that's been done to his foot there. And here's a bobcat that, in an attempt to escape, has jumped up into the bushes above itself and managed to hang himself in the tree. What we also found was that out-of-state trappers in this investigation are very fond of coming to New Mexico to trap your bobcats because they have an especially spotted belly. So Pennsylvania trappers, for example, in this investigation came out here specifically after New Mexico bobcats so that they could sell their fur for a premium price, since the bobcats in Pennsylvania don't have as distinct spotting on their bellies. I have to toggle over to a different video, but we documented some of the common inhumane killing methods. And some of you might want to look away. This is difficult to watch, but it's important to know this is the common method for dispatching cats. This is a New Mexico bobcat. He's using a catch pole here, and so he will strangle the animal. It may be important to point out that strangulation is not a method that is approved by the AVMA. This is not an approved method for dispatching cats or wild free-ranging wildlife. If this were done to a domestic cat or dog, it would be considered cruelty to animals, which is a felony offense in many states. And you can't hear it on the video, but he's chuckling right now. So this goes on for a while. I will go back to the presentation here. Okay. I just wanted to say is that one of the things that was kept coming out in the investigation is that this whole operation of trapping is built on a very weak foundation of trust, as there's no authorities' presence when the traps are set. Nobody comes around regularly to check the traps, and so it's completely done on a user self-regulating basis, and the entire time the investigation went on, when they never came across a field agent or a wildlife agent that was out there to enforce regulations. There's some quick survey, and that according to 2006 National Hunting and Fishing Recreation, 33% of New Mexican residents participate in activities in which wildlife watching is the primary purpose, and only 5% of New Mexico residents hunt. Now, the reason I just put hunt there is that they don't even track how many people trap as a sport, but it's got to be a much lower percentage that trap than hunt. And the reason I'm pointing this out is that surely those that enjoy watching wildlife are entitled to some of their public lands in order to enjoy their activities and enjoy activities that aren't threatened. When a trap is out there, that threatens the use of other people fully enjoying their recreational opportunity. And so we just think that the balancing of prohibiting trapping on at least public lands better balances the interests of recreational users in New Mexico. One thing I also wanted to show in that the damage doesn't only come from the act of the trap crushing down, as you'll see here and will be pointed out later. When the animal is caught, they pull and jump away, and they end up tearing some of the ligaments and getting sore, and so that some of the action isn't just from the crushing of the trap on the leg, it's from what the animal does in its attempt to escape, including biting off teeth and so on. Thank you again for listening to the presentation. If you have any questions about our investigation, I'm happy to answer those, and there's information on our back table as well.